when the last period of the day starts at first, students switch from their regular classes to genius time, where students choose what they want to learn, and that can be almost anything. Like Zumba. Inside the auditorium, dozens of teenagers crowd the stage. They sidestep, clap, and spin to the beat for an intense workout. Janie Leos dances in the front. The 18-year-old senior sports black tights and a Mickey Mouse t-shirt. Her favorite songs are the Latin cumbias, like the ones her parents play. She picks Zumba for genius time, though, for another reason. She cares about health.
There's a lot of chronic diseases going on, mostly with minorities. I'm a Latina, and I know because of my grandma. She has diabetes, and I'm scared that that'll happen to me, too, because I know she takes a lot of medicine, and I don't want that for my future or my brother and sister.
Janie cares so much that she's learned how to teach Zumba out in her community. That's the kind of passion that school leaders at FIR want to encourage with Genius Time.
It gives them that ability to start having choice and voice. And you can see it from the kids as they're progressing.
That's Fredelina Pieri. She's a coordinator at FIR.
Because at first, they would go with their friends and their little cliques kind of thing. And as time goes on and you see the offerings, the kids actually start focusing on their interests and their passions that they have.
Pieri says Genius Time is one way FIR will transform high school. That's the ambitious goal that FIR set when it won a $10 million grant from a nonprofit run by Steve Jobs' widow. The idea is to engage kids' passions. So for Genius Time, there are a lot of options. Russian cooking, 3D printing, martial arts, and...
How to Train a Puppy is one of those things that people are like, how to train a puppy?
In the park near school, sophomore Rosa Rubio calls a pit bull named Chico over to her. She and 10 other students practice call and response with the dogs.
Oh, you're so cute!
Rosa says the puppies have taught her discipline and stress management. And she credits Genius Time for keeping other kids in class who used to skip.
And it's actually a good thing because it can be happy with the school and like go to class, get excited for the next day to come and do what they want.
But is letting kids do what they want a good way to help them learn? Benjamin Riley is with the nonprofit Deans for Impact.
We should not be so enthusiastic about personalized learning along the reasons I described.
Riley says one of those reasons is brain science.
We know that students in general, or anybody who doesn't have a very good understanding of a particular topic or subject, is not in the best position to figure out how to learn those things. And that's, again, why we have the profession called teaching and why we have professionals called teachers.
Riley urges schools to focus on how those professionals can best teach children. But here's another take on this. Rebecca Wolf is with the national nonprofit Jobs for the Future.
I think that it's easy to look at individual offerings and say, good God, what are students doing in Zumba class or training puppies when we need engineers of the future and how are they ever going to learn to read?
Wolf says research on how to best motivate kids supports programs like Genius Time.
What excites them? What makes them feel healthy? What makes them feel part of a community?
Wolf says Genius Time should be just the start, and that's exactly what school leaders at FIR say they're trying to do. From the News 88.7 Education Desk, I'm Laura Eisensee.